What's the most ridiculous thing someone not in your profession has claimed about your job? You can tweet us at PetchNamey or call 424-1234 to be a part of Eagle in the Morning. Someone said they got in an argument with a woman at Whole Foods. Uh-huh. They're part of a, they have farm and meat selling experience. Mm-hmm. So they get in an argument because the woman said she wanted grass-fed pork only, you know. And he said, a pig can't live off of grass.
No.
And so he gets in a fight with her. Whole Foods bans him from coming back. He can't do demos anymore. Airline pilots, he said, yep. He got into a fight with a flat earther who said that he knows that the pilot can't tell him that, but he's seen the edge of the earth because it's a whole conspiracy theory. And then I'm sure being any kind of medical professional, somebody will argue with you about any diagnosis. Why, right on WebMD.
That's for a doctor. That's probably the worst thing ever, that website, because I'm sure that people refer to that all the time. Well, I read this on there and it says I've got this. I'm sure. I remember, and it doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen here. But back in the UK, like DJed in nightclubs and stuff and that, and you'd get people coming up certain things, they would do things like, you're playing a certain song and they'll go, oh, you should play that song next because that song mixes in good with that one. I'm like, how do you know? Like, you know, or they'll say,
I match up the beats per minute.
Yeah. Or they'll say things like, oh, give me the mic. I can MC. It's like, yeah, no, go away.
I text our doctor. I said, do you have any good stories? He said he had a person who told him that they can cure hypothyroidism with cottage cheese.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this? Hi, Eagle.
Hi.
What's going on? Who's this?
Christy.
Christy, what are you calling for this morning?
About this whole career thing. I'm in the medical field, too.
Oh, okay. So what have you ever had somebody argue with you over something that they read or something that they just believed for absolutely no reason?
Oh, my gosh. So you'd be surprised how many people, I'm sure you know, about the flu shot. Well, this person had the flu and pretty much on their bed and didn't want to listen to me. And I said, did you get your flu shot? And he said, no, I have Google on my favorites, on my homepage, on my intranet, and I just want to let you know that the flu shot causes the flu, and about 500,000 people die from it every year. So if you get the flu shot, I don't even think you should be in the medical field, and quite frankly, can you not touch me and put gloves on because you have it in your body?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, was this Petch? We have people who come in here and give the flu shot, and every year Petch goes, you're going to give me the flu. I'm not getting it. It's stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sorry. See? Your thought, but no.
See?
You would have gotten a lot less if you just got the dang flu shot.
Yeah. No, I'm good. And the only reason why is that I remember the one time I decided to take the flu shot, I was fine. And within a couple of days after that, I was as sick as a dog. And I'm like, yeah, never again. And I don't know if it was just coincidental, but it's just enough to put me off.
Honestly, I think medical professionals are the only people that I believe you can cure a lot of things with water. I know that's not true.
I've got this wound. Just pour some water on it. It'll go away.
But hold on. So I've had this cold for a week, and people are like, "Are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm just going to drink more water." I don't know. It just seems like it works. Maybe I'm not hydrated enough.
It's just the whole Google thing just cracks me up. It's like, well, then can you please just take my job and go to school for me?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just go to Google.
You can just Google everything. Christy, where are you calling from this morning?
Georgetown.
Thank you for checking in. If anyone wants to argue with Christy, 424-1234 to be a part of the show.